At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nick Pedone, Anthony Allant hanging out with me here in studio with you guys on Overtime for Jake Volnick till 11. Shedeur Sanders scheduled to start. Daryl Reiter scheduled to join us here on Overtime, hopefully momentarily on the Fan. 216-474-0092. Until we can get Daryl connected, let's go out to Todd in Huntsburg, who's got some thoughts on this whole Shedeur thing. What's going on, Todd?
Hey, Nick and Anthony. Great show, fellas.
Thanks, dude.
I just wanted to let you know, man, before I was listening to your build-up to the show here, and you bring in the positive energy, which, as Cleveland Browns fans, we all know is hard to come by since 1999. And, truthfully, I don't care who the Browns quarterback is, just so we win. And I was specifically thinking about that night when Baker took over. And it was like the Cavs, I think, had just won the championship. And it was like the Browns won the Super Bowl that night. It was amazing. So I agree with both of you. Shedeur Sanders, man, come on. Why not? Give it a rip. Heck, I went online to the Cleveland Browns team shop and ordered a Shedeur Sanders T-shirt while you guys were talking. So Jimmy owes both of you some royalty money.
All right, for the record, I this is all Nick. This is the money right. Goes straight to Nick.
Yeah, Jimmy Haslam, you could contact the powers that be here at the radio home of the Cleveland Browns, and my Venmo could be relayed to Jimmy Haslam. That's something that we could make happen here.
Excellent. I don't have his number, fellas, so I don't know. Maybe Ken Carmen has his number. He seems to have all this inside information. Maybe. I don't know, fellas.
Todd, out of curiosity, was there a Dylan Gabriel shirt on the website?
I don't know. I didn't search for it. I just went.
I'm going to go with no.
There, and it said pick the popular things. Shedeur was right. Like, he was like number three in line behind jerseys and stuff for 2026 training camp apparel. Dylan Gabriel, I would have to assume, didn't exist. I'm just saying. He exists in Kevin Stefanski's mind, but I don't think anyone else in Northeast Ohio thinks he can do it.
Todd, appreciate the call. Appreciate the support.
Nick, real quick, how would you feel if tomorrow afternoon the reports are that Shedeur Sanders looked terrible and actually Tyler Huntley is starting Friday night?
Wouldn't that be so par for the course? Oh, man, it would be. Listen, man, like, I'm glad to hear from the fans that there's some excitement here, because, like, this is a season, even if Shedeur gets on the field and plays well, right? Like, I don't know that how he plays on Friday in Carolina is going to change who even starts week one of the season for the Browns, right? Like, the responsible thing to do is still probably to start Joe Flacco. You look at these first six games, it's a gauntlet. Like, but the fact of the matter is, this is a season where your win total is one of the lowest in the NFL. Your odds to win the Super Bowl in Vegas are quite literally the longest odds of all 32 NFL teams. There is absolutely nothing wrong with having a little bit of fun here and hoping that the organization is wrong. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing to say. Like, you, the fans, have had your moments where you've been right, and the organization has been wrong.
Yeah, I think the best situation for Shedeur is he does enough to demonstrate to the coaching staff, we need to see more from you. Because in that situation, you are going to see Shador Sanders play a couple of weeks as the starting quarterback for the Browns. Like, he doesn't need to totally ball out. He just needs to do enough to be like, oh, there is something there. Right. And, you know, even if he starts the season as the third string quarterback, there is an avenue and a pathway throughout the season to see, okay, when this thing turns south, we can and will turn to Shador Sanders because he demonstrated enough there. So that's where the opportunity is.
You know, the more that this takes shape, and I hate getting too excited. I've only been on, you know, talking with you for an hour, and you could tell that I'm starting to get more excited. This thing's starting to take shape the way that I've been saying it should take shape. Now, obviously, the Browns had their plan and their process. They love throwing that word around. That was a lot of Kenny Pickett and a lot of Dillon Gabriel. I've been saying from Jump Street, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. To me, like, the way my brain works is that this season is always the best and always the most successful if it's Joe Flacco starts the season, that's the proven vet that's taken you to the playoffs before, and at some point along the way, you hand the keys to the car to the kid that has the highest ceiling. Like, right. And that's Shador Sanders. Dillon Gabriel was drafted to be a smart dude that you want around the organization for a real long time. That's great. That's awesome to hear. But to me, the path always should have been Flacco to Sanders. And it feels like as we're sitting here today, that path is starting to become a little bit more clear. And I think that's the path for the Browns that still makes the most sense. Now, I know they're going to continue to inflate air into the tires of Dillon Gabriel. And if him and Kenny Pickett could get healthy, I know how this thing works. Because Kevin Stefanski, I think he's a good coach, but he is a little bit stubborn. And he has his guys. And he's going to go right back to his guys, regardless of how Shador performs. I just don't think that's the right thing to do. Let's go out to our guy, my guy, Daryl Reiter, joining us on Overtime here on 92.3 The Fan. His reports are presented by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland Premier Jewelry Store. Daryl, do we got you?
I am here.
Hello, Daryl.
Look at that. As if the people don't get enough of Nick Pedone and Daryl Reiter on Sundays, we get a breaking news edition with Daryl Reiter. As a couple hours ago, Mary Kay Cabot, one of your great Hall of Fame colleagues there covering the Cleveland Browns, has reported that the Cleveland Browns are expected to start Shador Sanders in their preseason debut Friday. What did you make of that report when it came out? And Shador Sanders, all systems go here, Daryl.
I can't wait to watch this disaster unfold.
Uh-oh.
I mean, look, this is the last thing the Browns wanted to do, but this is what happens to the Browns every single time. And that is, every time they have a plan in place to do something, when it comes to quarterback and development, circumstances dictate that it gets blown to smithereens. And here we are again, right? I mean, they enter camp with four quarterbacks. Three of them are hurt, including Shador, who's not 100%. He's got his, you know, sore shoulder. And now he has to... There was no intention to start Shador Sanders in any preseason game. And here you are in your very first preseason game. Your hand is forced because you just got Tyler Huntley in the building yesterday. And do you really want to start him Friday night? Part of me says, yeah, why not? At this point, you know, you can get all the work you can in during the joint practice and then the heck with the preseason game. But, yeah, I mean, this is not what the Browns planned. This is not what the Browns wanted. And yet here we are, their hand once again forced to do something that they never intended to do.
So, Daryl, is Shador set up for any sort of success on Friday?
Not really. I mean, aside from whether or not he knows the offense being on him and his own responsibility, no. I mean, he's gotten very few reps, none with the first team offense. No, he's not in a position to be successful, really, because he hasn't gotten the practice that you need. But maybe he'll get that practice tomorrow down in Carolina, if anything, out of necessity.
So I was taught at the great Syracuse Journalism School to not ask yes or no questions. So what do you expect to see from Shador on Friday?
I have no idea. Okay. I'm not ducking the question. I have no idea. I don't know what to expect from him on Friday. I don't know that it's fair to expect a lot from him, but you know, my curiosity is piqued. At least it gives people reason to tune in, right? I mean, this is what fans want to see. But I don't know that this is gonna, you know, be a good thing for him. It just almost feels like he's being, you know, thrown into the fire here.
Daryl, is there something to be said just about his journey, right? To start at an HBCU and then go to Colorado that was just a laughing stock. And then to come here to Cleveland to our Browns, which have been just a quarterback graveyard since 99, and you've covered all of those guys along the way.
Yeah.
Is there something to be said that maybe this is the way that it just has to go, and that whoever the franchise quarterback is going to be, it was always just going to be some sort of dysfunctional baptism by fire?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was on with our sister station in D.C. today, and all they wanted to talk about was the quarterback situation. I said, look, here's the reality. The Browns have been trying to plan for a quarterback for 26 years, and they're 0 for 40. I'm now of the opinion that the only way they're going to find a franchise quarterback is just by dumb luck falling into it and getting lucky. So, I mean, to your question, yeah, sure, right? I mean, but I have no expectations that's going to happen. I think that that's obviously a lot to ask a Shador fifth round pick this year for him just to, you know, go out there Friday night and light the world afire and, you know, maybe take a blowtorch to that Panthers defense. But if there's ever a team you might be able to take the blowtorch to in a preseason, it might be the Carolina Panthers. So, everyone's going to be tuning in. If he plays extremely well, we all know what the phones are going to be for us on Sunday morning, right? The wrists will be up. The jerseys will be on. Not me, but, you know, a couple of my other people I work with on Sunday.
Daryl, I know the rest of the quarterback room is injured or 40 years old, but what can they do? What can they do?
Facts are facts.
In the joint practice to sort of either help themselves in the quarterback battle or just help themselves get ready for the season?
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously with Kenny Pickett and with Dylan Gabriel, you got to watch them hamstring injuries. Pickett took 3 days off. He's been limited since returning to practice. Since then, I anticipate he'll be limited tomorrow down in Carolina. You know, same thing goes with Pickett as well. Like, I just, you know, and Gabriel too. I mean, Gabriel's not had a great camp to begin with, even when he's healthy. What's most important about the joint practices or the situational things that they're going to be doing tomorrow. There'll be a lot of situational work between the two teams because this is why I'm team get rid of the preseason and just, you know, line up three of these joint practices, you know, maybe do a practice or two at the facilities and then have a big stadium night practice as well. And the reason I'm in favor of that is because it really gives teams an opportunity to work on things. And you know, maybe some of the coaches wouldn't want to sign up for that because, you know, if you're working on red zone or you're working on down and distance, like you don't want to be putting things on tape, even though you're working on them. But I just think that from a productivity standpoint, like there's no guarantee you're getting red zone work Friday night. There's no guarantee you're getting backed up from your own goal inside your own 5 yard line, having to work off your own goal line work. There's no guarantee that's going to happen, right? Kickoff returns and things like that. No guarantee you're going to get a lot of those reps either. So, you know, that's why I'm such a fan of the joint practices and not such a fan of the preseason, because often the preseason is discounted and understandably so. And it's basically, you know, for the back end of the roster to perform.
Daryl, where do we go from here, right? Because I have to imagine that Shador Sanders starting, if he plays well, even if he looks passable, well, you can't take him and then...
I like how you drop in, he looks passable.
Well, because then you can't send him back to throwing passes at practice to equipment managers, right? Like, they have to start treating him like a real NFL quarterback at some point, yeah, if he plays well, right? Like, things get real interesting here.
Yeah, but let's not put the cart before the horse. You know, there are some things in his game that he tangibly needs to work on if he's going to be successful. you know, how it was put to me amid all my Dylan Gabriel criticism recently is that Dylan is ahead in areas in which Shador is behind. And, you know, and look, we've seen it from Shador. We've seen both the positive and the negative from him in practice. He'll make a couple of brilliant throws, but then he'll do things where you're like, yep, that's a rookie quarterback. Or, you know, that's a guy that doesn't have an understanding of how things work in the National Football League. So I'm not going to lie when I hear continuously how much they just love Dylan Gabriel and love where he's at, because I know what I see on the practice field. And if you love where he's at, then you know that you're just you're setting yourself up for a long, painful season if you're going to put him on the field.
Outside of the quarterback battle, what else would you like to see positively or negatively come out of the preseason game in this week's joint practices?
Oh, I want to see Carson Schlesinger, just because everyone has just been raving about how phenomenal he has been. I'm going to be more so focused on the rookies. I'm not really worried about the veterans. Okay. But the rookies, right? Is Shador starting? I don't know. Maybe we see Dylan Gabriel. Maybe we don't, right? We'll find out. But, you know, Mason Graham, Carson Schlesinger, Harold Fannin, who I am a big fan of and really, really excited about. Dylan Sampson, what is he able to do running the football? So my eyes and my attention are going to be on the rookies, because I think we got a good idea what the veterans are going to do this year.
Daryl, if you had to guess, how much of Shador Sanders do Browns fans actually get to see on Friday? Just because he's starting doesn't mean that this is going to be the Shador Sanders show, right?
Well, I think he's probably going to see a half, because, and again, I am going on the assumption, and this is my assumption, that Joe Flacco's not playing, that Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel are not going to be available. So I think Kevin Stefanski splits it right down the middle. You have Shador play the first half, and you have Tyler Huntley play the second half.
Why the hell was it Tyler Huntley? Why did they sign Tyler Huntley on Tuesday?
Because he's been here before. That's why. Okay. He'll actually know something walking in the door. That's why. It's 100% why.
Jeff Driskel knows stuff.
Yeah, I know, but like he, you know, Tyler's been here in recent years, and so, and look, they need someone to help them get through a preseason game or two. Like, I would be shocked, barring one of these injuries turning into a long-term situation, Tyler Huntley is not here long-term for the duration of the season. He is here to help them get through probably the next 2 weeks.
Well, keep it locked right here on 92.3 The Fan. Daryl Ryder will be back with me Sunday. Boy, do we have a lot to react to, and the game hasn't even been played yet. We don't know if Shador has played well. We don't know if he has played poorly, but we will react to whatever happens down in Carolina. Daryl, appreciate you popping on overtime with us.
You bet, guys. Enjoy the game Friday night.
For sure. You as well. All righty. We will react to what Daryl had to say. He's obviously excited to see Shador Sanders, but his expectations don't sound very high. It's Nick Pedone, Anthony Alant, hanging out with you guys till 11 right here on The Fan.
Did you expect anything else from Daryl? Like the guy that just absolutely bashed Dylan Gabriel this week.
Well, I mean, it kind of falls in line with your whole thinking, right? Is that it's just unfair to expect Shador to completely, you know, quote unquote, ball out when he's throwing to wide receivers that he's really never thrown to before.
Yeah, and I haven't gone after you because I totally understand your optimism. And I like, it's exciting to see new things in a rookie quarterback. And again, we're not talking about Deshaun Watson under center. So that in and of itself is a win. I just sort of look.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Get it more. I don't want to use logic because I know you're thinking with logic as well, but for lack of a better term, the logic of it of, God, this guy really was not anywhere close to a position of being a starting quarterback. And then kind of by default, he was like, he won the job because he was the last man standing.
Yeah, I think you're looking at it through a more realistic lens as to what's going on in the organization. And I'm trying to almost preach to the organization, it feels like, what I feel like they should be doing. I really think it's as simple as the other quarterbacks that you have in this quarterback competition, the island of misfit toys, have a collective 0% chance of becoming a franchise quarterback. Like, if Dylan Gabriel is as bad as everybody, it hasn't been just Daryl Reiter reporting that he's looked really bad in practice. You know he's not the franchise guy. You know Kenny Pickett's already been passed around the National Football League. He's not the guy. Joe Flacco turns 41 years old this year. He's not the franchise quarterback either. My whole idea here is let's give the one guy that actually has a chance of becoming the franchise quarterback as much of a look as we humanly can. 216-474-0092. Let's go out to Daryl in Euclid. We heard from Daryl Reiter and his thoughts about Shedeur Sanders. Now we go out to Daryl in Euclid, who has some thoughts on Shedeur Sanders. What's up, dude? You're next up on the Fan.
What's up, man? You know what? I like Daryl Reiter, and I've always liked Daryl Reiter, but I've never seen Daryl Reiter react the way that he's reacted to Shedeur Sanders with any other player. And I hope he's listening, because he's going to be mistaken, number one. This kid has the it factor, and he's going to make him eat crow. What has this kid done to make him feel like what he feels like? He's going to see a disaster on Friday. What has he done except be a professional and do everything that's been asked of him?
So I think to stand up for my co-host on the Sunday show a little bit, I don't think he's like purposely bashing Shedeur Sanders. I think he's trying to give the fans an accurate view of where the organization is at with Shedeur Sanders. And that for whatever reason, whether you agree with it or you don't, and Daryl, it sounds like you're like me, I don't agree with how Shedeur Sanders has been handled since he's arrived in Cleveland. I believe he has deserved to this point more of a fair chance, like Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel have been given, to become the week one starter and to win this quarterback competition. I think Daryl Reiter is just trying to give you a more accurate look of what's actually going on in the organization. And I think he's probably just as confused as the rest of us that it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense as to why Gabriel's getting all this love and all of this attention and Shador's not.
Well, you know what? And I also believe in fate, and I think most people do. So for the last month and a half, however long this kid has been to Cleveland Brown, and however long we've carried four quarterbacks, guess who's starting the first preseason game?
Shedeur Sanders.
All right. You guys have a good one.
Daryl, I appreciate the call. I got to say, I have no rebuttal to that. As someone that believes in fate and as someone that has seen how incompetent this organization has been at drafting, developing franchise quarterbacks, this is how it was always going to work out. It was always going to be some sort of happy accident where you, you know, just by complete accident, walked into your franchise quarterback. I hope this is it. I really do.
So the thing that Daryl from Euclid just said in our caller last segment said of he's done everything right, I totally agree. Like, other than the speeding ticket, he's literally just been a perfect, he's been a perfect addition to your organization. That's awesome. As a backup quarterback should be. But winning press conferences and doing all the things right in the few training camp practices that the media and fans are able to see, that, unfortunately, guys, is not what's going to win you the job. It's the stuff that we are not purview to. And eventually that stuff will come out of, hey, he wasn't that good on the whiteboard. What were the first reports about Dylan Gabriel?
I also, again, I don't care about that.
But they do. Like, they that's do. How you win a football game. Everybody in the NFL wins about that.
Shame on them. No, you win a football game on Sunday in between the four lines that are painted on the grass. You could be an absolute genius
on
the whiteboard.
How did they do when DTR got thrown
in
on Sunday?
You could be an absolute wizard on the whiteboard. That does not equate to wins. Spreadsheets and computers and being able to take a Expo marker onto a whiteboard and demonstrate every play in the playbook, that doesn't equate to wins. Going out there and actually taking care of business and balling out during a real game, that's how you become a franchise quarterback.
Balling out is really fun, but unfortunately the NFL is really hard to prepare for. And you absolutely need to prepare. And you need this training camp and the OTAs and the offseason to prepare. And it goes back to what we were saying of they have prepared. Maybe they prepared the wrong quarterback, but they've prepared Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel to compete for the starting job. And everybody's saying, like, is this fair or not? I don't care. This is the NFL. There is no fair in professional sports. You get what you get, and you got to work with what you got. So Shador Sanders has had to work with trainers and trash cans. Okay, that's fine. You have to prepare. Dylan Gabriel is the one right now of the rookies that's picking up the offense better. That's not me saying that. That's everybody that's there reporting that.
But how much? But no, they're only reporting that because that's the propaganda that the organization is feeding. Right.
I mean, if you wanted to get into like propaganda or fake news or whatever, maybe, I guess.
Well,
I'm just not going to buy
you
into
could,
that.
You could only report what's being told to you. And when you have Kevin Stefanski and you have the figureheads of the organization continuing to prop up Dylan Gabriel, of course, they have to report that he processes information really well. You have to report and really regurgitate what the head coach of the organization is saying. That does not mean that it's true. They could be completely lying to all of us.
I mean,
probably are.
All I have is what I hear from Stefanski and Andrew Berry and Jimmy Haslam the few times that we're able to hear from them a week. That it is what it is. And what I see is Shador Sanders working with the fourth team. What I see is him literally only able to start this game on Friday because nobody else is healthy. And even Shador Sanders was out on Saturday because he was dealing with shoulder soreness. So, like, I don't want to just blindly trust an organization, but at some point you do need to say, why has Shador Sanders not taken a step up on the depth chart yet?
Well, his shoulder's sore because he's throwing hundreds of balls at practice because they don't want to give him the fair look and they don't want to give him the fair shake. And I agree with you. There is no such thing as fair in the National Football League. It's professional sports, and that's also professional life. There's a lot of things in life that ain't fair. The things that go on in the day-to-day world, aside from sports, are not fair. So this isn't about fair, you know, fair or foul. This isn't about doing right by Shador Sanders. It's about doing right by Browns fans and people that are starved for a winner. Give the dude a chance that has the shot to be the franchise quarterback. The other three do not. They don't. I get, right? Because they keep repeating themselves that Dylan Gabriel processes information really well. Fantastic. I actually love hearing that. I think that's a great trait to have in a backup quarterback, in a Colt McCoy type QB that you could have around the organization forever. But that doesn't equate to wins on Sundays. It just does not.
You and I are definitely working together a lot because I knew exactly where you're going with the backup quarterback thing. I mean, we'll see. I just don't know. I It is puzzling to me why he hasn't made any strides in training camp at all.
216-474-0092. We're looking for your expectations and really just your excitement level as Shedeur Sanders prepares to make his debut in the National Football League with your Cleveland Browns. It'll all go down on Friday against the Carolina Panthers. In 5 minutes, I do have a theory on the NFL preseason. And I know Daryl Ryder wants to get rid of the NFL preseason, but hold your horses because this thing might matter again. You're listening to Overtime with Nick Pedone and Anthony Allant right here on The Fan. Their first preseason game just days away Friday against the Carolina Panthers. Teased it before the break. I've got a theory about the NFL preseason. I think it matters again. I really do. You look around the league right now, and the Browns under Kevin Stefanski have not taken the preseason seriously at all. But you look at their opponent on Sunday, Carolina Panthers starting Bryce Young. They're getting ready to go for the season. The Vegas Raiders announced that they're starting Geno Smith. Pete Carroll said today that it's all systems go for Vegas. The Colts, I get that's a little bit of a QB battle there. They're going with Anthony Richardson. The Cardinals are playing Kyler Murray. The Cincinnati Bengals are starting Joe Burrow. These teams are trying to get guys ready to go that they want to play on Sundays. That's why Shedeur Sanders is starting this game is significant to me because you look around the league, we hear...
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All the time, the NFL is a copycat league. Well, you look around, teams are copying each other and they're saying we're going to play our main guys and we're going to get ready to go for the season. I also think there's something to be said. Maybe that's because of the parity that there is in the league right now. And a lot of teams think that if they could get a step ahead of the competition, they could be the team that's the last one standing. I don't know. I find it fascinating that you look around the league and everybody's starting their guys. And I hope the Browns follow suit.
I wonder if this is the last couple of years they've seen, especially since they went to those three preseason games and lopped off the fourth one. You have rules around what you can do in OTAs and training camp. You can't do two-a-days anymore. And what we've seen in weeks 1 through 4 of the NFL preseason is a much sloppier product. And what it lends itself to is bad teams like the Browns beating better teams. Or, I mean, what? The Cowboys were terrible last year, and they blew the doors off the Browns week one. Well, so it's just these really odd minutia things that lead different teams to succeeding early on. So I wonder if this is coaches saying, let's just get the guys enough. Let's get the guys 8 or 10 series during the preseason just to get them up to game speed and maybe get them hit once in a while so that when week one goes, they're ready to hit the ground instead of what the Rams did and a couple of other teams followed suit of, yeah, nobody important is playing in these games.
I mean, that has to be it, right? Like, I do a lot of, like, looking behind enemy lines. Like, I don't know. I'm oddly fascinated on what goes on around the AFC North specifically. Like, the conversation that's going on in Pittsburgh right now is they're debating, should Aaron Rodgers play in the preseason? And the argument as to yes there is that they've had a couple of really weird and bad snap exchanges from the center to the QB in their training camp. So they think, to your point, letting Aaron Rodgers play, even if it's just a couple series, even if it's literally just a series this first game, maybe two series in the second game, and then use that third game of more of the traditional tune-up, they're like, that's literally what we need to focus on in the preseason, is just clean snap exchanges come, you know, regular season time, to have Aaron Rodgers be comfortable with his offensive line. Like, that's what these teams are talking about using preseason for. So for the Browns, I think starting Shador in this game is significant. Now, I don't know, even if he balls out, right? Like, even if I get my dream scenario and he plays tremendously well and I'm able to come here on Sunday and victory lap Daryl Ryder and everybody else because I wanted Shador at number two overall and I was really wrong about that, but he wound up here anyway, I'll get to have my day. But ultimately, I don't think he's starting week one. But because he's getting these very important training camp reps, and Dillon Gabriel and Kenny Pickett are not, I do wonder that in the grand scheme of things, despite the fact that Shador is playing behind the eight ball right now, if he does play well on Friday, you have to believe that he's going to at least have caught up to Dillon Gabriel and Kenny Pickett, because these are valuable moments in the preseason for young players to get practice at what life is like in the National Football League.
Yeah, I think best case scenario, he puts himself in the conversation to be a starter somewhere down the line in the right season. I think you and I are pretty much in agreement. It seems like everybody is, that this is just Joe Flacco's job unless he gets hurt. But it allows him the opportunity to be your week 5, 6, 7 starter. What's interesting is around the league, when you talked about like Arizona and Cincinnati, those are two coaches that are probably trying to start off hot,
yep,
so that they stay off the hot seat. Indianapolis, I mean, that's a true quarterback battle. Like, I don't know. I think there's a serious chance that Daniel Jones has the opportunity to win. So it's either one of two scenarios if your coach decides to play the starters. It's, I'm on the hot seat, and I really need this team to look good going out the gate week one of the season, which in theory would be the Browns. Like, if Joe right Flacco or Kenny Pickett was starting, I mean, honestly, like, Kenny Pickett was definitely lined up to be the starter this week, right?
You would think, had this hamstring injury not happened, I mean, yeah, he's been out there with the, and same with Dillon Gabriel, right? Because, like, they have commanded the king's ransom of snaps with the ones of practice. Yeah, I have to believe that.
Yeah, I think you and I were talking about how it was going to be Pickett, Gabriel, Shador in the third, and then I don't know, maybe
we were thinking Shador potentially in the fourth,
yeah,
too. Like that
maybe
is
Rex
how we were talking about it
or something.
Yeah. 216-474-0092. Are the Cleveland Browns setting Shador Sanders up for his best chance at starting in the National Football League? Feels crazy to say, but with the preseason being just days away and Shador being the starter, you look around the league and what other teams are doing, might not be that too far off. Let's go out to Kevin, who's in Cleveland, has some thoughts on the Browns QBs. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, I got to tell you, I really don't trust this organization as far as quarterbacks. You got to remember, these are the same guys that let a quarterback play a season with an arm sling and self-destruct during the course of a year. We're getting ready to go into a dome soon. They are actually, if you go on the Browns website, you can look into tickets. I don't know if these guys are looking to tank or whatever. That's a horrible word. We've already gone through it. But I really don't trust these guys as how they deal with their quarterbacks and these guys and their performance. I've lost all my trust in them, and I'm a ticket buyer. So that's it.
Kevin, appreciate the call. Listen, I think he made two separate points there, and one I agree with, one I do not. I don't trust them with quarterbacks either for the reason that he just laid out. The Baker thing was mismanaged. The Deshaun thing was always weird and mismanaged. DTR, the list goes on, right? Like, I don't need to remind you guys of that. So I agree with them there. The tanking thing to me, like, we got to see how this year plays out. I mean, they won three games last year, but remember, they had the most expensive roster in football. Mm-hmm. They thought that they were going to be a whole lot better, not a little bit better, a ton better than just three games last year. They want to be good again this year. Otherwise, when Myles Garrett requested that trade, you trade him for the two or three first-round picks that you would have gotten, albeit late first-round picks to a contender. If you are truly tanking, if you are truly rebuilding, we've seen this organization do it before with the chief strategy officer, Paul De Podesta, at the helm, where you strip this thing down to the studs, you hoard cap space, you hoard draft picks. It's not what the Browns are doing right now. I think they're trying to bounce back from the worst trade in the history of the sport, and they're trying to move off of this Deshaun Watson thing, and it looks a little weird, and it is a little bit confusing, but I don't think they're intentionally trying to lose football games. I think those days are in the rear view.
Yeah, but also what we believe the quarterback plan to be, a Flacco into one of the rookies, that does scream rebuild. Like, it's a rebuild. It's a different kind of rebuild. Right. It's not what you mentioned of we are literally going to tear down all of the talent and we are going to be bad for as long as we can until we get enough good talent and build this up. They're trying to sort of thread the needle. Like, that's the phrase that we use with the Guardians all the time. They're trying to thread the needle of keeping the veterans happy, put Joe Flacco in there, but then also see what you have for 2026 and then go for it. So it's a little kind of weird with that. Also, can I say something about Baker real quick?
Go for it. It's going to break my heart, but go for it.
Guys, your ex-girlfriend found a new boyfriend. They're happy together. All right. Stop thinking about her. It didn't turn out well. You let her go. It happened. And I know that we're not happy with our current relationship. That's okay. We're going to find the one. But you can't keep looking at the ex's Instagram account and see how happy she is and then just get sad about yourself.
Yeah, the Browns have been looking for love since 1999. They've been looking real hard. They've unturned every stone that there is, and they haven't found anything. They've gotten left at the altar a couple times.
And you know what? Damn it, there's more fish in the sea. Keep fishing.
Anthony, this feels a little bit personal now.
Moving on.
216-474-0092. Let's go out to Cam's Corner. Eric, you're next up on the Fan. What's going on?
Hey, that was a great analogy. But you know what, though? The Browns have been looking for love in all the wrong places.
Thank you.
And look, and I told the screener that I said, scared money don't make no money. So they got to invest. And one thing that I recognize from Sanders is that this is a humble man. And he so far he's said all the right things. And that means a lot to me as a fan, you know, looking at, you know, as we audition our future quarterback. And I really think, you know, the one thing that Joe Flacco did when he got here a few years ago is he galvanized the entire group. And I get the same sense from Sanders. Like, he can actually galvanize this team. I'm not looking too far in the future because I know that we have to take this thing one game at a time, and it's only the preseason. But I'm interested to see just how he commands the huddle, how he breaks out of the huddle, you know, his decision-making, you know. And it's so much to look at, get out of this first game. I'm really excited to see what he can do. So the Browns have been looking for love in all the wrong places. And I think this kid has the type of passion and love for the sport that I don't think we've had here since Bernie.
Right.
At the position that he is. And I think he can galvanize this group, guys. I mean, he's a leader, and I just can't wait to see what he can do. And everything happens for a reason. And maybe the slow walk, so to speak, is preparing him for what he's getting ready. He's going to take first team reps tomorrow in the joint practice. He's getting ready, and I'm quite sure his dad on the phone with him right now about that preparation. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he got on Friday.
Eric, appreciate the call. We're looking forward to it as well. You mentioned looking for love in all the wrong places. Doesn't this kind of make my point of what I've been saying? What do they say about love? This feels like a Valentine's Day themed show. It says that you oftentimes find love when you're not actively seeking it. So the Browns weren't actively seeking love in Shedeur Sanders. They were probably actively seeking love in Dylan Gabriel, but they accidentally could have stumbled into something with Shedeur Sanders in the fifth round, and that's why the fans are excited. 216-474-0092. We love hearing from you guys. But straight ahead, a legendary segment. It is time for Get a Grip. We've had a ton of fun with this. It's Nick Pedone and Anthony Allant hanging out right here on The Fan.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.